Have you ever heard the term mental fitness? Gotcha for Life founder Gus Warland says it's just as important as physical health. The media personality is on a mission to help reverse Australia's mental health crisis. He'll be part of a mental health and wellbeing expo at Murray Bridge Town Hall on Friday, November 5. He joins me now along with an organiser, Tracy Wanganeen from Standby Support After Suicide. Welcome, Gus and Tracy.
G'day.
Good morning.
So, Gus, I'll start with you. What is mental fitness?
Well, it's what most people call mental health, but I just think we normalise the conversation if we call it mental fitness. Plus, if you hear mental health, it tends to make you think that it's someone else, or it tends to make you think you're at the bottom of the barrel. But if you talk about mental fitness, just like your physical fitness, it means that we can work on it. It means that we can get some tips and tricks and some exercises to work on that emotional muscle to give us, I suppose, the words and the confidence and the bravery to actually talk to people about the really important things in our life. I truly believe that suicide is the death of loneliness, and there's a lot of people out there at the moment wearing a mask and wearing the armour and just getting on with it. It'd be so lovely for them to be able to take that mask off with someone and have a proper conversation, a conversation of gravity. But we need to teach them the words. We need to give them the fitness. We need to give them whatever they need to have that conversation at the moment that we're not having.
I really like that. That's a really good point. And Tracy, I'm sure it really resonates with you as well.
Oh, absolutely. What Gus is saying breaks down that stigma. You know, it puts us all in a level playing field and, you know, encourages us all to look out for each other as well as ourselves.
Gus, you founded Gotcha for Life in 2017. That was following the success of your ABC series, Man Up. I grew up hearing that expression a lot to my male mates. Something that, you know, a lot of us, and maybe it's changing now a little bit for the younger generation, but particularly for men having to, you know, be stoic and to hide away their feelings, right?
Yeah, trying to live up to a stereotype that's just impossible to. And also another way to look at it is that we're trying to live up to a stereotype built around a set of rules of what it takes to be a man that were set so long ago. Good example of that is, you know, the rules were set before social media. We know so much more stuff now, so we need to look at the rules and go, you know what, some of those can be tinkered with. It doesn't mean that we're not hardworking. It doesn't mean we're not resilient, but it does mean that we give ourselves just that little bit of space to be able to be kind to each other and just ask for the help that we need. And I said at the end of the Man Up program that it's man up, speak up, rather than man up, shut up now. And that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. So one of the key actions you reckon towards building mental fitness for any of us is having meaningful chats with mates.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that's not, I know that is difficult for some people because we live in banterland. We love just talking about the weather and sport and just sort of flirting around stuff where we're comfortable. I know it takes a little bit of emotional muscle to actually look someone in the eye or send them a text and say, hey, I really need your help with something. I understand that we're very good in this country at helping other people, but really bad at asking for help. So I know it's going to take a little bit of time and it could be generational, but we need to start educating people now that it's actually the bravest thing to do is to actually ask for help. We need to unlearn all the stuff that we've learned. I'm 53 now and I was told all my life to get a teaspoon of cement and harden the you-know-what up. We need to change that. And because if we don't, we'll continue to have the numbers that we have. And, you know, we lose 7 men a day, 2 females a day. We have 65,000 attempts of suicide a year. That's one every 28 seconds. It's just incredible that we have so much awareness, but still not quite enough action to actually be able to get the zero rate that Gotcha for Life is after. And that's what my lifelong passion is now, and I'm not going to stop until we get there.
Tracy, this is obviously something very close to you as well as a Standby Support After Suicide person. You look after families who are picking up the pieces after loved ones have died. And I imagine you'd hear from some of these families that maybe they had no idea, or if those loved ones reach out to them more, if there's more that they could have done. Is that the case?
Oh, absolutely. I'm listening to what Gus is saying and, you know, that historical keep it to yourself, you know, stay strong, don't share your story because it's a weakness. And then in hindsight, once we've lost someone, we can see perhaps some signs that we should have realised, and that leaves us feeling like we could have done more, as he said. So, you know, that connection seeking, making sure we do stay connected to people and in breaking down the stigma about reaching out, being a weakness. You know, it's a real strength to reach out for support when you're struggling.
we all have a role to play. That's the theme. I think that's the theme of Mental Health Month, as well as the expo that you'll be hosting next week. Tell us more about that concept.
For me, I mean, I'm just listening to all the chat we've just had in the last few minutes, and you know, it all makes total sense to me. But I sort of live and breathe it every single day, and I know when I bring it up with blokes in particular, it still has that stigma attached to it. You know, and it makes them feel weak. It makes them feel like they haven't got their you-know-what together. Like, to ask for help for blokes in particular is a really, really hard thing. But youngsters get it, you know. Youngsters understand it. And when I talk about mental fitness, they nod their head. They get it. And what we need to do is keep normalising these conversations. So with the summit and everything that we're going to be doing, it's just another opportunity not to build awareness, but to build action around the fact that we know that there's a problem. And what I've been doing lately is asking people to write down on a sheet of paper, the most simplest thing, who is your village? Who are the people that you love and adore that you cannot imagine living without? Make a list from top to bottom of all those people. And that list might be 5 people, it might be 10 people, might be more, might be less. But they're the people you need to look after. They're the most important people. And give yourself a mark out of 10. Put your honesty hat on. And are you looking after those people as well as you possibly can? And if you've got a 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 out of 10, and you've got to go to work because you're taking that relationship for granted. And it's your village. Everyone's got their own list. And we need to go to work to make sure none of those people are worrying alone, because worrying alone is the worst thing a human being can do. So that really is trying to basic down as much as possible. Take off that white coat, take off the wellness tag, and actually talk about being the best human being you could be, especially to the people that you love. Because if you look at mental fitness across the world, it's down at the moment. If you look at it in Australia, it's down at the moment. So it's too big a problem to deal with, you know, the universe in Australia. So just look after your own village, and that's a really good place to start.
And Tracy, if someone's listening who is really depressed or considering suicide and they don't really feel like they've got anyone to talk to, what do you recommend they do?
We have some wonderful support lines out there, Jenny. And, you know, if people feel, especially men, feel like they can't go and see anybody in person, the helplines allow some anonymity. You can say everything that you need to say, and sometimes just being able to talk to anybody will, you know, lift that, the heaviness of that depression. It may not solve it, but certainly the old saying, a problem shared is a problem halved, is true. So definitely, you know, we've got the men's line, the suicide callback service, of course, Lifeline, Beyond Blue. There are so many support services out there that people can access if they just are aware of them. And if I can put a plug in for a South Australia specific one, Regional Access 1300 032 186 is a counselling line that someone can ring up, be anonymous, do it from the comfort of their own favourite armchair, and then you can have a counsellor from that service for 3 more sessions so that you actually can put some action in place. It's not just talking, there's some therapy around that, but it's on the phone, you don't have to sit there, and you don't have to go out to access that. So that's a great one. Regional Access 1300 032 186, and your first call will be a chat with like the triage person, and then they'll assign you a counsellor so that you get the same person to talk to for another 3 sessions.
Oh, that's excellent. And I have heard from a colleague that she actually called Lifeline on 13 11 14 once just to get some advice for a friend, because her friend was having a lot of problems and she didn't feel equipped to be able to support her, so they actually, you know, guided her along. So there are so many resources out there, as well as the wonderful standby support after suicide. Just, if you wouldn't mind, Tracy, just those details of the upcoming event.
Absolutely. So Friday the 5th of November from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Murray Bridge Town Hall. Everything is free. We would prefer that people get on and book just because of COVID restrictions. It is a slightly different format to the previous 10 years because of that. We've got Gus on, if everybody's listening and only wants to come and hear Gus, 10:25 a.m. But otherwise, there are activities all day. We've got a mental health panel at 12 noon that, you know, people come along and listen and ask questions. And then in the afternoon, it's a bit more of an open, you know, people can stroll past some of the displays, pick up information, and certainly talk to some of the local services available in their area.
Sounds fab. Any final words, Gus?
Oh, please just don't worry alone. For all your listeners there, don't worry alone. And why are we so terrible at asking for help? So this is the time to man up, woman up, speak up rather than shut up. It really is the strongest, most bravest thing you can do is to ask for help. And it's normally, you know, just those first few sentences, whether or not you've got tears running down your eyes or snot running out of your nose, just ask for help. Don't worry alone, because so many people are out there, as you said, wanting to help you, plus your friends and family as well. So we're getting that suicide rate down to zero, but it's going to take some time and effort, but it will start with us all just understanding that we can't cope with everything alone and we need to put our village around us.
Beautiful. Really appreciate your time to both of you. Thank you.
Thanks,
no worries at all. Thank you very much.